Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Milazzo.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Cambridge Breakfast from Cambridge 105 Radio with Julian Clover and Lucy Milazzo.
And speaking of conversation, we have Flora who is on the line. Now, Flora goes to St Matthew's School. She's been in self-isolation for the past week and she's on the line now. Good morning, Flora.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
Thank you for speaking to us. So tell us, what's it like being in self-isolation?
It's sort of fun because you get to miss school, but it's also quite boring because you can go outside in your garden, but you can't really go outside anywhere else and do fun things, so it's a bit boring as well.
So a little bit boring too. But are you feeling well?
Yeah, I'm feeling okay, and I think lots of schools are really doing a lot to help this virus, though, and especially I think, and also my school is doing a really big shout out to all my friends at St Matthew's.
Great stuff. So what have you been doing? What kind of things have you been keeping yourself occupied with?
So I've been reading because I'm a bookworm and my friends at St Matthew's know that because I always read. I always want to read when I'm at school. So
I want to know what you're reading now, Flora. What book are you at the moment?
I'm reading The Phantom Tollbooth, and I've just finished Alice in the Nottingham.
Great stuff. Have you been doing some of the online things that have gone out there? Did you do some exercise yesterday with Joe Wicks?
No.
Not keen on that.
We went outside because,
lovely weather.
And then I was so exhausted, I just came inside and started reading for the whole afternoon.
Good stuff. Excellent. Now, the important thing, you've come up with a great idea, and your idea is to keep a bit of an audio blog about your experience as through this whole situation. Where did you get the idea from?
Well, I got it. Well, I just wanted to keep, like, a sort of diary thing because I was feeling a bit lost and confused about the situation, so I wanted, like, to record my feelings and express my feelings, but, like, just privately. So
yeah.
A little thing I keep myself. And also, like, I can, when I'm having a situation like this in the future, that I can look back and think, oh, that situation was worse. This situation will blow over as well.
That's a great idea.
And I also wanted to, I sort of wanted to, because this is sort of a new, unique situation.
It is.
So, yeah.
You're kind of writing history here, Flora, aren't you? At some point in years to come, there might be, I don't know, whoever is doing Cambridge Breakfast in 30 years' time might say, well, we're going to remember what happened now, back in 2020, and do you remember this audio blog from Flora?
Exactly.
And they might play that as, you know, one of these little archive clips, like when you see something in black and white on the television and it's really old.
Yeah. Yeah, and then I'll have these old fancy screens that'll be like really gold screens and like really fancy inventions and
Very fascinating. Can do. Well, Flora, thank you very much for speaking to us this morning. Do you think we can have a word with Mum now as well?
Okay.
Hi, Julian.
Morning. This is Donna we must introduce. You're Flora's mum. Oh my goodness, she's a bright one, isn't she?
We're very lucky that she loves reading so much, though. It's not been that difficult, I have to admit.
Yeah, I guess you would have seen the Prime Minister's ministerial statement last night, and that obviously adds time. Your family, I think, have been, as Flora was saying, in isolation for about a week or so now, and clearly yeah. everybody else is going to have to be pretty much in isolation for the next 3 weeks. How is your family, you know, getting on okay with the thought of that?
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously quite depressing. I mean, I work from home anyway because I'm a freelance journalist myself, so I'm kind of used to being a little bit isolated in the home, but I'm not having quite so many people here with me. I think the thing is, it's just so important. I was saying to a friend this morning to remember that of all things, we've still got our health, and it might be tough, but if you've got your health in, if you're keeping well, then at least that much, you can sort of think that's positive, and I can get through this. I think the key thing is not to put too much pressure on yourself about doing everything perfectly, like homeschooling the child perfectly and making sure they're learning every second of the day, or like getting dressed, even if it's okay, you don't need to get dressed every day if you're having a day in any way.
That's it, isn't it? I mean, sometimes I think yesterday was the big day where all these online things, how to help the kids at home and everything. And actually, a few of my mum friends on Facebook, they were sort of saying, gosh, I'm actually very overwhelmed with all the options, actually. Yeah. Let's just lower the expectation a little bit. Let's just give ourselves a break for a minute. And I think that's just as important, isn't it?
Yeah, I think also it's great for kids to sort of get a bit bored and then figure out what they really want to do. And it's sort of an opportunity, really, for children to direct their own learning and start a project, something they're really interested in. I mean, there's absolutely no pressure on either parents or children from the school. They're not expecting parents to take on the role of teachers. And I just think the key thing is just to make sure you don't get stressed, because obviously stress is not good if you're trying to then fight off a viral infection and all of that. And it's such a worrying time that any extra stress you put on yourself just makes matters worse. So personally, I've just been saying to Flora, like, make your own schedule each morning and try and fit in some stuff that you really will enjoy doing. But take some breaks, go outside in the garden, and try and have some fun. I'm hoping that I can spend a bit more time with her, but I'm freelance, so it's all...
I guess still, I know from personal experience there will still be deadlines, won't there? That's the that's the thing.
But you just hope that you can have some sort of bit more family time, because my husband's working from home as well. And, I think something to be looking forward to, like lunches together and, I don't know, just being everything, perhaps being a bit more relaxed actually at home and not rushing around everywhere and playing some board games, things like that.
And well, one thing, sorry, I don't think there's much chance of Flora being bored. I think as long as you have an expanding bookshelf or some online account or something to make sure she's got reading material, that's fab.
Well, I love it. I love that she's come up with this idea. I just think it's brilliant. And in fact, I think it might have given me a little idea or two, Julian.
I think we might be back in touch with Flora for a little project that we're doing. But Donna, thank you very much, and also special thanks to Flora as well.
Oh, thank you for having her on.
Thank you.
So excited.
I hope she's a converted listener to Cambridge 105 Radio. Plug, plug, plug.
And also, she can tell all her friends that she's going to be on Spotify as well, because this is where a recording of this interview will end up, as we tend to do with these things. So, to Flora and to Donna, thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
8:22. Bye.
Bye, Flora. Cambridge 105 Radio.